Our scripture reading today comes from two places. The first from the Old Testament book of Nehemiah, chapter 6. And the second one coming from the Gospel according to Luke, chapter 24. From Nehemiah chapter 6, we'll start at the second half of the sixth verse. Moreover, according to these reports, you are about to become their king and have even appointed prophets to make this proclamation about you in Jerusalem. There's a king in Judah. Now this report will get back to the king, so come, let us confer together. I sent him this reply. Nothing like what you're saying is happening. You are just making it up out of your head. They were all trying to frighten us, thinking their hands will get too weak for the work and it will not be completed. Luke chapter 24, verse 1. On the first day of the week, very early in the morning, the women took the spices they had prepared and went to the tomb. They found the stone rolled away from the tomb. But when they entered, they did not find the body of the Lord Jesus. While they were wondering about this, suddenly two men in clothes that gleamed like lightning stood beside them. In their fright, the women bowed down with their faces to the ground, but the men said to them, "Why do you look for the living among the dead? He's not here. He has risen. Remember how he told you while he was still with you in Galilee? The Son of Man must be delivered into the hands of sinful men, be crucified, and on the third day be raised again." Then they remembered his words. When they came back from the tomb, they told all these things to the 11 and to all the others. The word of the Lord. Amen. Thanks be to God. Lord, we're so glad that your reign is without end. We delight in you, Lord God, and desire to grow in our relationship with you. To that end, Holy Spirit, inhabit these moments, and we rest in them in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. He's worthy of all the glory.
Yes.
Worthy of all the honor. Worthy of all the praise. Well, from the scripture this morning, from Nehemiah 6, and then from Luke 24, just want to read these couple of verses. Nehemiah 6, verses 8 and 9. I sent him this reply. Nothing like what you're saying is happening. You are just making it up out of your head. They were all trying to frighten us, thinking their hands will get too weak for the work and it will not be completed. From Luke chapter 24. Verse 6, he is not here. He is risen. Remember how he told you while he was still with you in Galilee? The Son of Man must be delivered into the hands of sinful men, be crucified, and on the third day be raised again. Then they remembered his words. Tell your neighbor, fake news. Fake news. My mother asked me the other day while we were watching television, Bernadette, what did people do before television? What did they do before radio? And I told her, they talked to each other. Played games. But what would you do? What would we do without the news? What would our lives be like without the news? Some people are addicted to heroin. some to alcohol. And then some of us are addicted to the news. Hello, somebody. If I didn't see the news, or if I, and I still read, I read the newspaper as well as watch the news. If I didn't see the news, and if I didn't read the news, if I didn't have any news and you didn't, what would be missed? How would our lives be different? Well, we'd miss out on some sales. Wouldn't know what's on sale. Miss out on sales and safety recalls and special programs for children and seniors and home improvement kinds of opportunities. We'd miss out on market updates. We'd miss the sports report. We wouldn't know how certain teams are doing. We'd miss out on the weather. And you know, you got to watch Lonnie because he's always getting it right. The news shapes our expectations, but the news also contributes heavily to our emotional disposition. If we didn't have the news, some of us would have better health. We'd be less anxious. We'd be less impatient. You know what I'm saying? If we didn't have the news at all, the news contributes to our quality of life. In fact, there is a new slogan. You've heard this slogan. It's a particular paper. It says, all the news that's fit to print. Right, that's a slogan for particular, I didn't say which one, I'm just as I'm calling things out here. All the news that's fit to print. Mm-hmm. Oh, how I wish everyone had that sort. But just the phrase, all the news that's fit to print, reminds us that there's a lot of stuff that should never come in our direction. Think of it this way, you know, happenings and opinions, private opinions don't always belong in public spheres. Mm-hmm. We don't have to read a newspaper or watch a broadcast or whatever, however we get our news, to realize that that's so, that just because something has occurred doesn't mean everybody got to know. I'm not referring to a cover-up. I'm not talking about that. You understand. But some things really aren't newsworthy. Not at all. Especially when it's fake news. Mm-hmm. And you know, often when it comes to news, there is the expression, consider the source. A reporter gives, you know, a report and says, I have reliable source. I have my sources tell me thus and so. And you know, that is to say that it is understood that there's some sources that should not be heard from at all. Mm-hmm. Even outside of the news, just in general, when we find out who said what, sometimes we say, oh, it must be true because so-and-so said it. You understand what I mean? And the so-and-so is the source of authority for us believing the news that we're hearing. I thought I would tell you first because I know you'd want to know. You know, I haven't told a soul. You're the first one I told. And I know you know what to do with this. Just pray on it. Keep it under wraps. But so-and-so told me, consider the source. Consider the source. In our text today, our Old Testament text with Nehemiah, you'll remember how Nehemiah was in the business of coordinating a massive effort to reconstruct the walls of Jerusalem. The walls had been down for a while, but when he got the news that the walls were down and in the bad shape that they were in, he decided he was going to do something about it, even though he was no longer, he was not on location with the people experiencing it. Mm-hmm. So he left his highbrow job and went back to the folk where he was needed and coordinated this effort so that the city would have a defense system, which was a good thing. But how many know that everyone isn't happy when you're about a good thing? How many realize that everyone isn't happy about you establishing a needed defense system? Everybody isn't happy when we get our lives in order, when our financial systems are in order. No one is happy. You know how it is. Not everybody is happy when everything is lined up the way it is. And so what happens is that some of the people who are working against Nehemiah, they can't stop the cause. And so instead of stopping the cause directly, they're going to try to stop him. And so what they do is they come with messengers, and the messenger shares this fake news. The messenger says that the word on the street is that you're trying to make yourself a king. In other words, the word on the street is that you are an insurrectionist, that you don't know your place. Now that you're out from where you were, you think you're who you're not. The word is out that your intentions are suspect, that you are not as honorable and noble as people believe. You're not trustworthy with this work. Nehemiah sent the reply. Tell him, you don't know what you're talking about. You're just talking out your head. Nehemiah understood that sometimes there are people around us who can be duped or pressured into bringing us fake reports. And the fake report is designed to pull the plug on something God has assigned our hands to do. The fake report is designed to get us off balance. So now, instead of working on the wall, we start working on defending ourselves. Oh my God, but I came to tell you this morning, don't let nobody take you off your work behind fake news. Don't let anybody distract you from what you know God wants you to do for your own folk. There are things God has laid on your mind and God has put in your heart, and you got to rise to the occasion and get some folk around you to help you out with it. I don't care who says what. Don't let anybody get you off balance. you let nobody. Won't you let nobody. I remember several years ago, somebody came to me, and they said to me, "You know, Pastor, people are saying this is such and such and such and such. Such and, you know, when they hold the head down, you know they're lying." Pastor, hold me. And so my response was this. I said, there's three sides. I said, there's the side they telling. There's the side I'm telling. And there's God who knows the truth. If you think I'm a chase behind you trying to turn this way and straighten out everything you made crooked, you're out of your mind. You see, as a Christian, our footing is not public opinion. Our footing is in the truth of Christ. What you said some minutes ago, Jasmine, about the sojourner going back to God and asking for another name. Everybody have a last name, and you said truth. I was about ready to holler then because I knew I was talking about fake news. When God names us, as Minister Johnson was talking about last week, when we understand who we are, we know what we're grounded in.
Yes, Lord. Yes, yes.
You know, throughout the course of Israel's history, they had had other experiences with fake news. There was an occasion where, oh my God, a man was employed, pursued in order to curse the people of God. But let me put it out this way. You know, when you're covered with the blood of Jesus, covered, child of God, your curse won't stick. All you're doing is trying to spread fake news and scare me. Curse won't stick. I remember this. My brother, who has quite a sense of humor, somebody came to him and they told him, "Glover," he said, "Glover, I'm gonna say some words over you. I'm going to light this and light that over you." He said, "That's all right." He said, "I'm going to get such and such, and I'm going to light all four candles, all four edges with your name." He said, "Ah! Ah! Ah!" You know what he did? You know what Glover did? Glover turned that thing around and said, "You trying to scare me with your threat to carry my name over here and there. I'm just going to mention the thing you're scared of and watch you back up. And I'm going to do it because I know who I am. I know that no weapon formed against me shall prosper. I know that your gods are no match for mine. And so in the name of Jesus, back up. Fake news. They thought that three guys who had been faithful, three brothers who had been faithful and would not bow down. Daniel's friends. They thought they could burn him up. Y'all don't hear me. Fake news. They put Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego in the fire, but those boys wouldn't burn up. Because God met them in the flames. God will stand with you when everything is against you. Anything else is fake news. Daniel, you ought to stop praying. If you don't stop praying, there are lions waiting for lunch. They put Daniel in the lion's den, but the lions lost their appetites. Why? Because the lion of the tribe of Judah was the commander of the lions in the den. See, yeah. Don't you believe Noah? Fake news. Well, then Jesus was in the business of evicting demons. Yeah, I said evicting. Y'all don't hear me. Evicting. Get out of somebody's life. Get out of their mind. Get out of their heart. Get out of their body! Out! And so they put fake news out. And they said he's casting demons out. Because by Beelzebub, the prince, oh y'all don't hear me, claiming he's a demon himself. But Jesus was no demon. He was God. All by himself. Well,
yes, Lord, yes.
You know what happened to Jesus? Fake news went out. He's trying to destroy the temple. Says he's this, says he's that. They lined up the liars, the false witnesses. And that got him sentenced, you know what I mean? And put him in the ground. And they thought he was dead.
Yes, Lord. Yes.
Oh my God. Thought he was dead. There on Friday. On Saturday, still there. But Sunday morning, he got up. He got up. He got up. With all power in his hands. The sisters showed up to the tomb. And the angel said to them, who are you looking for? Why are you looking for the living among the dead? He's not here, but he's risen just as he said.
He didn't give you all any fake news. He told you the truth when he told you he would die but be raised on the third day. I'm so glad that the White House may give fake news.
Y'all don't hear me.
But I know somebody whose news is always on point. He says, I'm healed. He says, I'm free. He says, my mind is good. And I believe the report of the Lord. Say yeah. Say yeah. Yeah. Oh, yes, he is. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. Whose report do you believe? I believe the report of the Lord. I told y'all how I was told once. They told me, the doctor told me, the specialist told me, prepare me to say, you're going to be in the nursing home, not as a patient, not as a visitor, but as a patient. I have yet to go to the nursing home as a patient. Hey! They told me that! I was sick! And they couldn't find out what was wrong with me. Told me I couldn't drive. I drive all over the place. Don't you tell me nothing about God. I'll tell you about fake news. I believe the report of the Lord. I believe the report of the Lord. I believe in the resurrection power of God that raised Jesus from the dead. And that same power will raise every one of us. So don't let nobody turn you around. Don't let nobody turn you around. I don't care what happens. Don't lay your religion down. Don't lay your Savior down. Because he'll be right there to see you through. Hallelujah. 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 You may be here today and you've been believing fake news for too long. It's time you believed a new report. It's time you believe the report of the Lord. If you're here today and you haven't given your life to Jesus Christ, he wants your life. He wants your heart. He wants your mind. He wants you just as you are. If somebody tells you, you got to get yourself together. Honey, that's fake news. Just as you are. That's how he wants you. You may be looking for a church home, a church family to be a part of. We would love to have you here. If that's you, the doors of the church are open. You can come and join this church, be a part of us, or come and give your hearts to Jesus Christ. Won't you stand? Please stand. Yeah, nobody. Yeah, nobody.
wherever you are, come. Step out into the aisle. Come right up. Say yes to Jesus Christ. Make a commitment to Him. He wants to commit to you. Commit yourself to Him. Are you here today? Maybe there's a man, a woman, a boy, a girl, a family who wants to say yes to Jesus Christ. Come.